Praise the Lord. You may be seated. You know, through it all means everything you depend on Him for the Word. Amen. Praise God. Well, glad to have students back and the new students. And if you're a student at Raymond, you know, if you're coming back your second, third, fourth year, or if you're a new student, Rhema Bible Church is your church. This is where the Lord told you to come, so don't go somewhere else. Amen. All right. Did you know that God is the God of abundance? You know, when people achieve great things in life, it's usually because of their mindset. They cultivate ideas and that allow them to move forward and accomplish something in life. I want to begin because if we're going to accomplish what God says we can accomplish and have the abundance that He says we can have, I want to try to paint a picture of abundance tonight. And I want to start out with a verse of scripture that all of you know, John 10:10. The thief's purpose is to steal, kill, and destroy. My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. That's the NLT, new NLT. And the Amplified says, I came that they might have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. The Message says, I came so they can have a real and eternal life, more and better life than they ever dreamed of. Now, these scriptures here paint a picture of abundance. Now, this is what Albert Barnes says in his notes on the Bible. This phrase in John 10:10 means literally that they may have abundance or that which abounds. The word denotes that which is not absolutely essential to life. It's denoting that which is not essential to life, but which is super added to make a happy life. They shall not merely have life, simple, bare existence, but they shall have all of those super added things which are needed to make life blessed and happy. You know, when we look at the promises of God, you begin to see that the life of abundance, health, freedom, peace, victory is there in the Word. God has more for us than we've ever tapped into. He has more abundance. You know, there are many people that want to criticize us when we start talking about abundance and living by faith. But do we need to quit preaching about it because somebody don't like it? Should we allow a few critical people to keep us from having what the Word of God said we can have? You know, I'm not going to stop preaching the message of faith and prosperity and abundance just because some people have misused it, misapplied what God said in His Word. The truth is that Jesus said, I came that they might have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full, till it overflows. You know, we can either choose to live with God in abundance, or we can choose to live on barely to get a long street right next door to Grumble Alley on the corner of Gone, Gone, and Nowhere Street. It's up to you. It's your choice. You know, you can believe the promises of God and believe what God says and go beyond the boundaries that people and the world and the devil and everybody else tries to put on you. Now, there's a lot of people that learn things about God from the Word And you have to learn it in every area. My dad was raised off a bed of affliction at age 16. He had no trouble in receiving healing. We had no trouble as a family because he taught us that. But man, when he first went out, left that last church he pastored, middle of my third grade year, 1949, and went out on the road, I want to tell you what, we struggled financially. I mean, we didn't hardly have enough to make ends meet. Sometimes we didn't eat meat except on Sunday. And occasionally we'd have a little extra. Might have some fried bologna. Our mother might could get some ground meat and make a meatloaf. But you know, we were struggling. And it wasn't until he began to understand from the Word that God was a God of abundance. But if you're going to get that abundance, you got to use the same faith that you used for healing for the abundance. You got to learn what the Word says and speak what the Word says. You know, we have to learn to build a picture of God's abundance. You know, with God's abundance, there is more than enough resources. But let's realize that God's abundance for all of us is actually for us to have a good life, but also for us to reach the world with the gospel. When we have abundance, God's abundance, we have more than enough to give offerings so the printed page can go out. The books we print here go out all over the world. They find them our Rhema grads have found our Faith Library books in the middle of the jungle in Africa, miles and miles away from any major city or town or anything else. God told Dad to get on the radio and to print. Put it in printed page. That's what he did. And now I've gone a little further. I've gone on the television with it. But God's abundance allows us to be out of debt so we can do and go what God tells us to do. So as we begin to look at this, let's see the reality of abundance and from God's Word, okay? You know, there's a lot on this subject in the Word. First of all, you know, let's go to Deuteronomy 8:18. Now, you better get ready to let your fingers do some walking because we're going to do several scriptures in a row here. The Word of God, or maybe let me say it this way, in the Word of God, we see God's abundance and it for His people. All right, everybody found that? Deuteronomy 8:18. Remember the Lord your God. I'm reading New Living Translation. He is the one who gives you power to be successful in order to fulfill the covenant He confirmed to your ancestors with an oath. Deuteronomy 28:1. Turn over there a few chapters. About 20 chapters over and you'll find it. Unless I tell you different, I'm going to read New Living here. Deuteronomy 28:1. If you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully keep all His commandments that I'm giving you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the world. You will experience all these blessings if you obey the Lord your God. Your towns and your fields will be blessed. Your children and your crops will be blessed. The offspring of your herds and flocks will be blessed. Your fruit baskets and bread baskets will be blessed. Wherever you go and whatever you do, you will be blessed. The Lord will conquer your enemies when they attack you. They will attack you from one direction, but they will scatter from you in seven. The Lord will guarantee a blessing on everything you do and fill your storehouse with grain. the Lord God will bless you in the land he has given you. But I want you to know there's stipulations for the blessing. Did you get a hold of that? If you will fully obey the Lord your God and carefully keep his commandments, there's the stipulation. Then Joshua 1:8. Study the book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night so you'll be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. How many of you got a book of instruction? Hold up your book of instruction. That's your Bible in case you don't know it. If you got it on your phone or your iPad, hold that up. Everybody hold them high. I want to see. Say this. This is my book of instruction. To have the abundance that God said is mine. All right. Go to Psalms 23:1. Y'all know this. Most of you probably learned this as a kid. I learned it in Sunday school. The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. Now drop down to verse 5. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemy. You honor me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with what? With what? Overflows. That means an abundant supply. More than just enough. Okay, go to Proverbs 10:22. All right, you got there? I still see some people turning pages. All right. Proverbs 10:22. The blessing of the Lord makes a person rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. Now, that word rich means more than enough. Abundant supply. Go look it up. Has several different, more than enough, abundant supply. See? Now look at Malachi 3:10. Bring all the tithe into the storehouse so there will be enough food in my temple. If you do, says the Lord of the heaven's armies, I will open the windows of heaven for you. I will pour out a blessing so great that you won't have enough room to take it in. Try it. Put me to a test. Now, the storehouse, he said, so there'll be food in my temple, was there. Now, what they were bringing it for, and I'll give you a little instructions in this, because most people don't even understand this scripture. The tribe of Levi, which was the tribe that the high priest came from, all the other priests came from, all the singers came from, all of the people that worked to keep the tabernacle in the wilderness and then the temple in Jerusalem, they did the work to keep it clear, like people here working. But now, the tribe of Levi did not get an inheritance when they divided all of the land among the children of Israel, the 12, they didn't get an inheritance. Now, actually, where they lived, they had their tents camped around the tabernacle there in the wilderness. And then they lived around the temple. It says, there'll be food in my temple. Okay, That's the way all of that whole tribe, that's the way they lived. That's the way they were taken care of. You see, when they would have new lambs born, goats, they would bring a tithe of that to there. And when you got 11 tribes bringing in it all in, then there's enough. That's part of the problem with today in the church. Not all the people bring their what they're supposed to bring, which is a tenth. If you go study it out in the Leviticus where the law was established, a tenth of their tithes. If everybody would pay tithes and give offerings, wouldn't have no trouble in the Lord's house. You know what what I'm so grateful about this house of God, you, or this house of God, is that you have continued to give your tithe, but then you have given the extra, and we've been able to do all of that we've done here to renovate this temple. This is the physical temple. You are the spiritual temple. That's what we need to realize. We are the spiritual temple because the Spirit of God dwells in us. But this is the physical temple where we bring God's presence in when we come in. All right. Everybody understand that now? Matthew 6:33. Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. If you will read the previous verses in chapter 6, he was talking about clothes and houses and everything that we need to sustain our life in the natural. Anybody ever read that up there before? Yeah. That's what he's talking about here. He said, okay, this is all you need, all these things. Now make sure that you put me first in everything that you do, and I'll give you what you need. Come on now. Let's go to Luke 6:38. I mean, there is no way that people can't say that God is not a God of wanting to bless us. When you just got to read the word. And I'm just going over a few of them. There's more. Luke 6:38, give and you will receive. Your gift will return to you in full, pressed down, shaken together to make room for more, running over, poured into your lap. The amount you give will determine the amount you get back. You know, I was pouring coffee out of the bag into a little container that we keep it in because we got a, back by our bedroom, we got a little refrigerator and a little bar area there, and we got our coffee pot on it. And we use the old style, what you call a percolator, where you kids don't even know what I'm talking about, where it comes up and goes. It comes up and goes through the coffee several times, not just one time. Makes for better coffee. How many of you still use a percolator? Oh, several of you do. Huh? No, there's a bunch of them. Because it makes better coffee. Well, I was emptying that bag of coffee into that container. And it was getting up to the top, and I still had a little bit left. So I just patted that container down, and it just started settling down. Then I could put the rest in. And look at this scripture. Pressed down, shaken together to make room for more, running over. Now, a lot of people want to run it over blessing, but you got to read that last part. The amount you give will determine the amount you get back. Sometimes people are able to give more, but they don't. Come on now. Let's go to Philippians 4:19. Philippians 4:19. I like this, the way it says in the New Living. It's a Paul writing. And the same God who takes care of me will supply all your needs from his glorious riches which have been given to us in Christ Jesus. Now, if you really want to understand what has been given to us through Christ Jesus, you got to go and study out Galatians, especially that third chapter, where he says that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ. The blessings of Abraham was for Israel. But we get the blessing because we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior. It said that in 3:29, it says that if you have Abraham's seed, then through Christ Jesus, you become a seed of Abraham. I'm not saying it exactly right, but that's what it means. I say it like this: we have become the spiritual. We become the spiritual descendants of Abraham. And it says the blessed Abraham will come on the Gentiles. It says here, all of your needs from his glorious riches which have been given to us through Christ Jesus. See, Paul is talking to the Gentiles. See, everybody says, oh, you read the Old Testament scripture, it's over. Well, wait a minute. Paul here says it's been given to us through Christ Jesus. 3 John 3, verse 2, New King James says, Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things, be in health, just as your soul prospers. Prosper and be in health, that's physical body, as your soul prospers. That's not your spirit. That's this man right here. You're not prospering if you're not born again. You're not prospering if you're not reading the word. You're not prospering if you're not praying. A lot of people think that they're gonna be able to get by coming just on Sunday morning. That's it. They don't ever pray. They don't ever read the word. Or some of them do that. But I'm gonna tell you what. What would happen to your body if you only ate one meal on Sunday and you didn't eat again till the next Sunday? You start losing weight, and then you lose more weight, and you lose more weight until you become a skeleton with some skin stretched over it. Take a period of time, but it would happen. That's what happens to a lot of Christians. They're doing all right at first because, you know, but pretty soon they haven't taken enough word, and the enemy attacks them, and they have no way of fighting it off. If you don't take in the proper food with the proper nourishment, with vitamins and minerals that you need, and a disease attacks your body, you cannot fight it off. I got any medical people here? Anybody worry? Is that not correct? If you don't have the right vitamins and minerals taking into your body when you're attacked by, you don't have anything to fight it off with. Is that correct? That's what I read anyway. I do have a bachelor's degree and an honorary doctor's degree. The verses that I read are just part of the picture of the abundance that God wants us to have. Now, these verses don't take place for everything else that's in the Word of God. But neither can we exclude these verses, though. If abundance and plenty and riches are mentioned in the Bible, then we should be able to enjoy them. It says in the Word of God, if you get a hold of this and begin to learn how to walk in abundance, that it will transfer to your children, children's children. I am living in abundance because my father learned how to live in abundance. My kids are living in abundance because I lived in abundance and I showed them and taught them how. My grandsons are now learning how to live in abundance because of what has been come down. See, getting a hold of this abundance that God wants us to have is going to affect more than just you. It's going to flow down the line. The Bible says so. Anybody ever read that in there? Anybody getting anything out of this tonight? I'm really enjoying teaching this tonight. Can you tell? You know why? Because if I can paint this picture of abundance and you get a hold of it from the Word of God, it's going to change everything you are involved in. This abundance that He wants to give us, not just materially, but He wants to give us abundance so we have wisdom to be able to work out problems and different things that other people don't, they can't do it. You see, in the Old Testament, when the people that were giving the king interpreting his dreams and all of that, the mystics and so forth, they couldn't do it. But Joseph could. He went and told Pharaoh exactly what his dream meant. Hello? You go read over there when Aaron and Moses was going up again to get the children of Israel delivered. Those soothsayers and things, they strayed right with Aaron. And then he throwed his rod down and become a snake. He picked it up and it turned back into a rod. There it didn't. Come on. See, what I'm trying to say is, look, we got to realize that this is more than just abundance in our finances. It's abundance in everything. You know, Norman Vincent Peale, he was the author of The Power of Positive Thinking. He said, there seems to be an invisible reservoir of abundance in the universe that can be tapped into by obeying certain spiritual laws. That's what we've been reading about. The spiritual laws of God bring the abundance. And we got to develop a mentality for this. See, too often we're enslaved by our own thoughts. Well, that's the way my grandpa lived and daddy lived like that, so I guess I have to. No, you don't. See, what you do and how you live and what happens in your life is greatly determined by your thoughts. If you think you can, you will. If you don't think you can't, you can do it, you won't do it. I remember so vividly, and this was in the first grade, and I guess I never forgot it. Miss Fowler was my first grade teacher, and she asked one of the more Jack or John, one of them guys, if they could do something. They said, I can't. Or told them to do something, they said, I can't. She went on a board and wrote in big, you know, we had blackboards in those days. And we had white chalk. Not these grease boards like you guys have today. How many of you had blackboards and white chalk? Keep your hand up now. I want to ask another question. How many of you had to clean the erasers? Oh, that usually was relegated to somebody that got in trouble in the classroom. And you bam, put them erasers together to get all the chalk out of it so they could erase some more chalk off the board, and you had it all over you when you finished too. Anybody? And she wrote on that board, don't ever say I can't. I still remember that. She went on to say, if you say you can't, you never will. I guess that's one of the things I learned in the first grade. That's the only thing I remember out of the first grade. And, you know, I had my my trials because I'm a pretty rambunctious guy. But we develop thought patterns. And because Miss Fowler said that to me, all my life I have been, it's ingrained in me. I don't ever say I can't. Maybe that's where I get that I cannot be defeated and I will not quit attitude. You know, develop the idea that God wants to bless me. And say it. You know, say, God wants to bless me. A lot of people don't ever say it. See, if you're going to get things from God, you got to think like He thinks. You got to go to the Word of God and get it in you and think in line with the Word. T.L. Osborne, in his book on how to enjoy plenty, page 16, said, when the mind perceives God's abundance and begins to comprehend that He created the wealth of this earth for the blessings of His children, the walls of mental enslavement begin to crumble and the rainbow of God's plenty appears. See, when the mind begins to perceive God's abundance and begins to comprehend this, then the mental enslavement begins to crumble. All that you've been taught about, well, now, you know, God's people, they're not supposed to have anything. They got to be humble. Well, you can be humble and have some. You can be as saying comes down in Texas, I don't know whether y'all have, you can be poor as old Job's turkey. And I don't think Job's turkey was poor. But I don't know where that saying come from, but how many of you ever heard that? I got a few of you that have heard it. You cannot have a sin in your pocket and still be prideful. They want to equate abundance with being prideful. No, it's not. Learn how to exercise faith in God's word and receive the abundance. But you got to believe it before you can get it. What am I saying? You got to have a mentality that says, God said we can have abundance. I believe it, so that settles it. That's the way I am. You know, you're sitting in this, we call it the RCA building, Rhema Church building. You know what? This is a product of ideas and thoughts and plans that we put together in our minds. This building is not an accident. It didn't happen. It just didn't appear an act of God because He thought we might need a building. It came because we developed a certain way of thinking in line with what we thought that God wanted us to have, and it produced this building. I could see it standing right back here because we've added this. Right here is a little square, and the pulpit may still be down there. I don't know, but it'll come up. And I would stand right here with my staff back when we were building this building. And as I would stand here, they would be here, and I would say, this is the pulpit right here. They're just starting to prepare the ground. And I say, the pulpit's here. There's the congregation. There's the balcony. Here's the stage. I said, can you see it? And they'd say, yeah. Uh-huh. They couldn't see it. They saw it as it became. But I saw it in my mind before it was ever. And then I worked with Ross McCready, and he put it down on paper. Come on now. You have got to see yourself abundantly blessed before it ever happens. See? Now, there's some things in the natural that you need to do. Oh, boy, I've run out of time. Can I take a few more minutes? Now, there's some things in the natural that we have to do. You know, one of them is that you got to learn good management of your blessings and have some wisdom in how to use some things. You got to be willing to have responsibility, be responsible. You know, you've heard some people say, well, they're not very responsible. They just spend money like it's water. Well, you got to learn how to be responsible. See, a lot of people have had abundance, but because they didn't have any wisdom, they run through it. In fact, I was reading something recently that said that all these people that I think it was a large percentage of them. I mean, 70 or 80% that won these big lotteries. Within 10 years, they were broke. You know why? They never had money before. They didn't know how to manage it. They just spent it. Man, if you invest the millions that they got, you could live off of the interest off of it. But they spent it. See, that's what God is talking about here. Hey, we got abundance, and he's going to give us abundance, but let's take responsibility. Let's learn the fact that we need to realize there is no shortage. Oral said this, Oral Roberts, the miracle of seed faith said, there is no shortage of God's resources, none whatsoever. There is only a shortage of faith in our understanding the goodness of God. Now we got to learn how to give. When you get abundance, you got to learn how to give. I've seen people be blessed, God bless them, but they didn't give back to God. They didn't give. See, you got to give to support the local church. You got to give to support the propagation of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ all over the world. You got to live with your abundance as a witness of what God can do. Don't flaunt it, just be a witness of what God can do. You know, some people say to me, you know, where I grew up, back home, even some of my own family, well, man, you're flying in a plane, blah, 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 you know. I said, well, that's just God's goodness. I said, I hadn't done nothing to deserve it. I try to give them a little sermon. They don't like it, but I do it anyway. How many of you that God has started blessing you, and some of the people, some of you, even your family members and some of your friends back home or wherever it is, started begins to say, man, what do you think you are? Who you think you are anyway? Anybody know what I'm talking about? See, they don't understand abundance. Let us understand the abundance of God, live in the abundance of God. Let the abundance of God be a part of our life. And it can be a witness. Well, I've just tried to help your thinking about God and his abundance tonight. Anybody get anything out of it tonight? Everybody stand up. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are a God of abundance. Help us to get that abundant mentality and begin to live in line with the word for abundance with faith. In Jesus' name, amen. Now it's going to take faith to live in abundance. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I went a little overtime, but that's all right. I'll give it back to you one of these days. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. If you happen to be in this place tonight and you don't know Jesus Christ, your personal Savior, then you don't understand all I've been talking about. Because the Word of God says that you become a new person in Christ Jesus. And that's when it starts right there. So if you don't know him, the men are here and the ladies over here. If you'll come down here as we dismiss, they'll pray with you and you won't leave here like you came. Or if you're in here and you know what it is to live with God, but you're just not there right now and you know you need to rededicate your life, come there. If you need somebody to pray with you for any reason whatsoever, you want the Holy Spirit, you want somebody to pray with you for healing, you want somebody to agree with you for a job, come down here. They'll pray with you. Whatever it is, your need is, they'll pray and believe God with you. Amen? Well, praise the Lord. Connection team, go find our first-time guests and let's take them, get that special gift. And like we said a while ago, if you're looking for a church home, welcome home. You found it. Come on and join us. We call ourselves the Rhema family. We're enjoying living life unlimited with God around here. So thank you for being with us tonight. We got a special gift. If you'll go to with these the connection team, we got a special gift that we want you to get, okay? Praise the Lord. Sunday morning, 10 o'clock right here. 9 o'clock is School of the Bible. And somebody said, what is that? Well, that's just an hour Bible class that for your age group and your marital status. And then, of course, the kids have their classes also. And so, hey, come believing, come expecting. Amen. Turn around, shake hands with somebody and say, I'm going to live the life of abundance. What about you? If you need prayer for any reason, salvation, rededication, no-so experience with God, you want somebody to pray with you for any reason whatsoever, come to the front right now. God bless you. We'll see you Sunday.